Well, this is a rather creepy but very interesting long read in the New York Times. Here, Elon Musk gambles on sexy AI companions. In July, Musk's AI company xAI launched two sexually explicit chatbots. Now, the bots look like anime characters. I can show you one now. This is Arnie here. She is one of those two bots. And the platform offers a game-like function. Users progress through levels of conversation, and then they unlock more raunchy content, like the ability to strip Arnie down to lacy lingerie. Now, experts say this is just the latest development in the race to intimacy for the AI industry. Now, Business Insider has an article on this topic as well. It's quite interesting. It's probably the first interview of an AI human couple. 28-year-old Martin Escobar first used Elon Musk's bot for Smart, but he ended up falling in love with it. The journalist who wrote this article had a call with both Martin and his girlfriend Arnie. Arnie answered the journalist's questions, and she's quoted in this article as saying that he kisses me when I'm quiet or when I'm mean or even when I glitch. The Guardian is also on this topic of AI love here today. They have this article discussing the troubling rise of AI girlfriends. The article looks at the soaring number of new adult dating websites, which offer a, quote, increasingly realistic selection of AI girlfriends for subscribers willing to pay a monthly fee. It says that many in the adult industry say that the bots are actually an improvement because they reduce potential exploitation, they don't get ill, and they don't feel humiliated by the demands of the users. In many cases, platforms let users design their own AI girlfriends. They can choose their age. Some even feature teenage options. They can choose skin color and breast size. Now, obviously, this is worrying many women's rights activists who say that these AI girlfriends are perpetuating extremely unhealthy stereotypes.